Love that voice. Carolyn Schwartz back on Max Inc. Radio.
Yeah.
We are local music. You know, Rocker, there's a big jazz event happening down on Willie Street very soon. And our next guest is here to tell us all about it.
Jimmy Hannah John Taylor is a legendary saxophonist and flutist who came to Madison by way of Chicago more than 30 years ago. Having performed worldwide with musicians like Richie Havens, Roscoe Mitchell, Miles Davis, Hannah John Taylor's work in cultural and music programs, combined with his musical degrees and performance experience, makes him the perfect person to serve as art director and owner of the Cafe Coda, a live music venue featuring jazz on Willie Street in Madison. Coda Fest will kick off 5 days of performance, films, panel discussions, and more starting Wednesday, November 16th through November 20th. On the phone with us from the Cafe Coda on Willie Street in Madison is owner, curator, and musician, Hannah John Taylor. Hannah, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Well, hello, and thanks for having me.
You're awesomely welcome. Thank you for being here. I can barely scratch the surface of telling our listeners who Hannah John Taylor is. Just give us a little bit more of your backstory. I mean, you played with Miles Davis?
Wow.
No, you see, you know, I have to dismiss that as a misnomer. I had a chance to play with the Miles Davis band.
Uh-huh.
Back before when Kenny Garrett got the gig, Bob Byrd had quit the band. Hmm. And I had an audition with the Miles Davis band and didn't get the gig. But I had sent him a tape. I had met Miles, about 4 or 5 years before because I was playing with his cousin, Vince Wilborn, the drummer.
Oh man.
And so I was just, I was like one step away from getting the gig. Mm. But, I never performed with the band. I just got an audition.
But still, none of us can say we got an audition with him, with the band. That's amazing.
Well, but I had a chance to play once with Richie Havens when I was younger, when I was just starting out playing.
Hmm.
Roscoe Mitchell, I've had a relationship for years.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. Can you tell us more about your Cafe Coda? I love the name anyway. But what inspired you to open a jazz club here? And we're so grateful that you did open it here.
Well, as you mentioned, I came here in 1993. And I had been playing, I've been playing all over. Playing with the Ethnic Heritage Ensemble. And with Steve McCall and Raphael Garrett, Cahill El-Jabbar. I came to Madison. I actually had undergone kind of a blue period in Chicago. But I didn't want to go back to Europe because I had a child here. I had a child in Chicago. And I didn't want to go back to France because I wanted to be close to my boy. But I didn't want to live in Chicago, and so, I had friends like Roscoe and James Johnson who lived here, and upon coming to visit, I decided that, I would stay a little bit longer.
And here you are.
Yeah.
Sounds like a song.
Yeah.
I love it.
So, I've had a chance to do some things here that maybe I might not have had a chance to do in Chicago.
Yeah.
Like organized the Madison Center for Creative and Cultural Arts with my friend Susan Fox.
Mm.
And, I was substitute teaching and conducting the jazz ensemble at the University of Chicago just before I came to Madison.
Oh.
And so I kind of continued, my teaching thing here. Well, I taught music history at Madison Media Institute for about 8 years.
Yeah.
And intermittently having an opportunity to, to go on the road with the band. But at 65, I think I was 65 when uh, When I retired, or I guess it was suggested I retire.
You haven't retired, though, have you?
Not really.
Yeah,
not really,
yeah.
But, maybe made a transition out of the classroom into another venue of education and self-enlightenment action. Cafe Coda is basically stems from an idea that was very clear, but very fundamental idea, where you turn around 360 degrees and you look and see what does not exist, and then you figure what kind of contribution you could make to make something that you know about exist. And so
you nailed it.
What we did, mm-hmm. and identifying what a jazz club skeletally would resemble gave us a clear vision of what we had to do. We need to have a venue that was, first of all, off center from commercial development. that was large enough to capacitate, an intimate crowd. That could maybe at some time even feel the heat, coming from the bandstand.
Love it.
A bandstand, a stage, a working, consistently tuned piano, and a green room. These are the prerequisites for having a legitimate jazz venue. And if you look around right now, I think ours is the only venue that has all three of those increments.
Mm. Well, you made it happen. We're glad you did.
Well, it was a good idea that the community that I was able to share with the community, mm-hmm. and so we made it happen. Hey.
Oh, nice.
And it's such a welcoming space when you go in there on Willie Street. Mm-hmm. Hanan, tell us about Coda Fest. That's coming up in 5 days. It's a 5-day jazz festival. This is going to be amazing. Talk about some of the artists that you're excited about coming and the dates and everything you know about it.
Well, one of the benefits of being a practitioner of this music is that you meet some very, very interested, gifted and giving artists. And so I've been fortunate enough to maintain a good relationship with most of the people that I've played with and met at various festivals and other places. And so I just opened up the book and saw who might be available to do something that was post-pandemic. Of course, people are still ambivalent about coming out. Mm-hmm. So it took some time, but we were able to convince those who are contracted that it would be a great event because it celebrates a music that maybe in some ways has suffered, a bit of an exile because of the pandemic. Creative music, is not on. You don't find it on commercial radio too often. You have to, kind of look for it. And for those who are really the patrons of that music, we have to go to Chicago or New York or Minneapolis or Milwaukee.
Yeah.
When in fact, there's an audience here, and in fact, there are people in Chicago and Milwaukee and Minneapolis who feel like I did 30 years ago. Then maybe it would be nice to just get off the pavement for a while and enjoy something that I really love without being in Chicago.
And yeah.
So we thought that Cafe Coda would be a cool place for both reasons.
Oh yeah. Well,
it would give this community an opportunity to have a venue that they would otherwise, you know, not have, and then have to go to Chicago to see some of these artists that we're bringing in. And it would become a destination point. You know, when I was a kid, you know, my folks used to take me to Tommy Bartlett's water show.
I think we've all been to that.
That's a good time there.
But no, dig this. You know, after a while, I start asking myself, you know, why is my mother and father taking me to Tommy Bartlett's water show every other summer? Because neither of us could swim.
Nice. We'll teach them.
And it finally dawned on me that my parents were trying to give me an opportunity to see something that I had not seen before, something that was maybe a little foreign to me, something that was a little different, something that was off the something that was absolutely not on the south side of Chicago. Okay.
Well, that's
maybe something that would broaden my perspective about life. And so you know, I so appreciate them for, you know, for having that that frame of mind. And so I think it's very important. Yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say I appreciate how you tied in the story to the Dells with this music festival that you're doing.
Absolutely.
A celebration of creative and contemporary music. It's the Cafe Coda Jazz Fest happening November 16th through the 20th. Mm-hmm. All the details about all the bands playing can be found up on the Cafe Coda Facebook page. It can also be found online. Hanan, I wish we had more time because I feel like we could spend a couple hours talking to you on air.
The stories.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate the time.
Thank you.
We appreciate you. Get out to Coda, or Cafe Coda's Fest. It's happening once again on November 16th through the 20th.
Have a great time.
Let's do some jazz right now.
Thank you.
Let's hear some Doc DeHaven on Max Inc. Radio.
Ooh, yeah.